Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yeah!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot, and the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana, what I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in. We're live at Zaxby's on Highway 62, just north of Jeffersonville. Matt Dennison here. Lee Kelly will be with me for the hour. And Lee, each week, as the high school football season rolls along, and it is quickly moving forward, I feel like we have some really great matchups to look forward to. Week 5 is no different. There's some great games in the area with some of our local Clark and Floyd County teams. Tonight here at Zaxby's, it's Thursday night touchdown showdown, a hour-long preview of one of the games that has a lot of people excited across the area tonight, Providence and Charlestown. Two very evenly matched teams, should be a great game. I think when we look at the matchups here in just a moment across the entire local area, the final score that we have Friday night, this game has the potential to be one of the closest going down the stretch. I'm excited to hear from the coaches. We've got both head coaches. We've got key players here at Zaxby's, also a live audience with us eating dinner as well. And what a way to spend a Thursday night to get ready for a great Week 5 game, Lee Kelly.
Absolutely. Good food and the opportunity to get some information on an upcoming football game. Looking forward to the coach's thoughts on that game on Friday.
Let's take a look at the complete schedule for Week 5 here in the area as we get started. Obviously, Charlestown and Providence, that's one of the games tomorrow night on the Big X that we'll be tracking very closely. Our coverage on Friday nights begins at 6 o'clock. Other big games, New Albany taking on Columbus East. That obviously is a big Hoosier Hills Conference matchup. We'll find out more about this New Albany team and if they are for real. A rival game tomorrow night, Jeffersonville taking on Floyd Central. That one has the ability to be a really good game. Jeff got its first win a week ago. Floyd Central got clipped in the final seconds of their game at Seymour. I think that has the potential to be a good one. Silver Creek is in action this weekend. They take on Scottsburg. Clarksville, they are also in action on Friday night. They take on Salem, and Rock Creek takes on Jasonville Community. A look at the Week 5 games we'll be tracking, at least from a local perspective, starting tomorrow night. We have our kickoff show at 6 o'clock, play-by-play coverage at 7, and we've got three games we're going to be rotating around to tomorrow night. New Albany, Columbus East, Charlestown, Providence, another, and also, of course, the Jeffersonville Floyd Central game. We're at Zaxby's. We'll be back at Zaxby's later this month for a preview show on the New Albany Jeffersonville game. Tackle your hunger with Zaxby's. Try one of their chicken sandwich meals, like their grilled chicken sandwich meal. All sandwich meals include crinkle fries and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, a proud sponsor of high school football on the Big X Sports Radio. Lee, we sit here headed to Week 5. Sectional pairings will be here in less than a month. That's crazy to think about. Sectionals will be here shortly after that. Hard to believe we're at the point we're at in high school football for 2018.
It flies by. Of course, everything, when you reach my age, everything flies by. But it really does. It seems like we were talking just a couple of weeks ago about the upcoming football season and who was expected to do good things and who were going to be the stars. And all of a sudden, we're almost halfway through the season. So it's kind of scary, but a good thing. We've seen some surprises. We've seen some teams step up and play exactly as we thought they would and off to a great start. So just anxious to see how the rest of this season plays out.
In addition to our radio show, which will last tonight until 8 o'clock, this event from 5 until 9 tonight is also a fundraiser for the two feature schools, Charlestown and Providence. Our live audience here at Zaxby's on Highway 62. For those that dine in, when you come in and make your order, make sure that you tell them what school you're here in support of. Even if our show is over with later tonight and you're planning on coming out for some dinner, it will go to credit either Charlestown or Providence, and the football team with the most sales tonight, the most receipts in their respective bucket, will get a donation of 10% of all the sales from this store this evening. So someone will leave here not only maybe a winner tomorrow night, but a winner tonight with a little fundraising as well. Let's set the scene for you. On this hour, we're going to start with Charlestown. We'll be previewing the Pirates, talking about their great season so far. We have Jason Hawkins, the head coach of Charlestown, who is with us to start things off. We'll also hear from four key players for this Charlestown team tonight, Marion Lukes, and I am not sure that there's been more star-studded performances. I don't care Southern Indiana, I'm talking Louisville as well, than what Marion Lukes has been able to put on the board. Friday nights, Lee, as we're in studio getting all the scores and results, that's become a ritual for us to see how many yards did Marion rack up for that night. So we'll get a chance to talk with him about what's been an outstanding high school football season. His leadership, his on-the-field performance, a big reason why Charlestown is where they're at heading into Week 5. Also, Deke Brown will be with us, Bo Broniker, Sean Baker as well, other very key components of Coach Hawkins' Charlestown team. Lee, last week the Pirates had a big challenge, a Mid-Southern matchup with North Harrison coming, and we thought that would tell the story of this Charlestown team and perhaps what they could do down the stretch, perhaps what they can do in the sectional, and Coach Hawkins' team answered that challenge in a big way.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to watch most of that game. My job last week in the studio was to monitor the telecast and kind of keep updated on the drives and what was going on. So I had the opportunity to watch a very good football game, a lot of outstanding plays on both sides of the ball for both teams.
And we are joined by Jason Hawkins, head coach of Charlestown. He'll be our first of many guests in this hour. It's Touchdown Thursday Night Touchdown Showdown, a great name for a great program with a lot of great guests. Coach Hawkins, glad to have you with us. It's been a great season to be our Pirate so far. Some very exciting moments at the Boneyard. I know you guys are excited about this Friday night's game as well.
Thank you, Matt, for having me. We are excited. Providence is a big rivalry for us, a big game. Our kids look forward to playing Providence. They got a great football team. They always have a great football team every year, and you know, they're well coached and they play hard, and we know that it's going to be a challenge every time we play them.
Jason Hawkins, coach at Charlestown, our first guest tonight. Let's start with the North Harrison game. We want to talk about the entire season before we get in to Friday night's big game against Providence, but let's talk about the season. North Harrison, that was a big one. You guys not only won, but you finished with a 34-22 victory. That is a huge confidence booster for your team as you guys move into the second half of the season.
It really was. You know, we were very happy the first week when we played Silver Creek. We thought going into the season that the Silver Creek game and the North Harrison game were toss-ups, and there were games that we felt like we could win and we could also lose. And we really came and played really good football games against both of those opponents. North Harrison was ranked 6th in the state, and, you know, we felt like before the game that we could compete against them. We didn't really know how the game was going to go, of course, but our kids came out to play. They were fired up, and they played at a level that I haven't seen in a few years, and, you know, I was really proud of them. They deserved it. They had a really good week of practice, and, you know, like I said, they came to play, and they played well.
Jason Hawkins, Charlestown head coach, our guest. You sat here with Lee and I back at our kickoff show, which is always a fun night to hear from all the area coaches and some of the top players before the season begins. And we heard the same thing from you as the coach. We heard the same thing from the players that were with you that night. There was some frustration about how things went for Charlestown football last year. I think that motivation, that feeling, has to be a little better maybe in your locker room headed into Week 5 with the record that you guys have and, of course, some of the big wins that you've been able to record.
Yes, the kids realized when the season was over last year that, you know, Charlestown football is not a 4-6 team or 4-5. That's not what we live on. That's what we don't believe in that. And I'm really proud of our seniors. They really worked hard in the off season. I have a great group of kids that, you know, they were juniors, and a lot of them played last year, and they pretty much said after the season, look, we're not going to go through that again. We're going to step up, and we're going to lead the team, and we're going to work hard. And they really did in the weight room, and they bought into what we were doing. This team's a really good team to be around. We had a great summer, and They're acting good. Their attitudes are great, and their work ethic is great. And you know, I can't be more proud of not only the entire team together, but the seniors and their leadership and what they've shown the young kids, and actually how they've been helping the young kids. I feel really good about them.
Coach, your team averaging 30 points a game on the year. That's a lot of points to put on the board game after game. And you guys have come out certainly fun to watch. Your fans have to love it.
Well, we've always had a pretty good offense. We've been a little bit more of a spread team in the past. But, you know, every year in high school football, you got to find what you can do. And you got to build around your kids and your team. And we feel like that we can run the football, and we have a really good line, big line that blocks very well. We have a good fullback, Addison Logsdon, that does a good job blocking, and our tight end, Bro Bonnaker. Everybody on the offense has done a really good job and has bought into being a good running football team. And our quarterback does a good job taking care of the football. He does a great job of managing the game. I mean, I feel like that we could throw the ball if we need to, but right now that we feel like, you know, our running game is going pretty well, and that's what we do and who we are.
Coach Hawkins, one other note before we bring up this weekend's matchup for your team. Silver Creek, Brownstown, Clarksville, and then North Harrison. Three extremely tough games. One of those a big rival. Three of those, well, actually all four conference games. And then, of course, the big one against Providence. From this point forward, I know you don't want your players to overlook anyone, but this is really a big challenge before you guys take on some opponents the rest of the way that you guys, at least on paper, should be able to have your way against. What a tough way to begin the season with a schedule lopsided. Very, very tough for you guys the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
It really is. The schedule does not, really go our way. You start out with one of your biggest rivals in Silver Creek, and then you come back and you got to go to Brownstown, and they're probably one of the best teams that we play on our schedule. And then, you know, you play Clarksville, and then you come right back and you play a sixth-ranked team, and you play a really good Providence football team that, you know, they've lost two games, but they've lost to two 5A schools that are pretty good football teams. And we know that there's going to be a big challenge for us tomorrow night. And you know, we've had a good week of practice, and we've prepared well, and we understand that we're going to have to come and play.
Coach, you may be the most knowledgeable person when it comes to the Mid-Southern Conference. In high school, you played in the conference, you've coached in the conference, you know these teams. How has that conference changed, thinking back to your high school days till now?
Well, since my high school days, I graduated in 94, and I don't think my dad lost to Brownstown. If he lost to him, maybe once or twice in 20 years. Well, everything changed in 1994 when Reed May came to town, and he really changed everything. I think Reed beat Charlestown 18 times starting in 94 or 95. We hadn't beat Brownstown in 18 years. In 2007, my first year, we finally beat them. We beat them 3 years in a row. And I think that really made Brownstown mad, because since then we haven't done as well. North Harrison was, when I was in school, North Harrison wasn't very good, and now they're doing really well. I think as a whole, the conference has gotten a lot better and a lot deeper. It's a pretty good football conference, and you got three or four teams. Silver Creek coming in, they've done really well the last few years. And, every week you got, like I told the kids at the beginning of the year, we can win every game, and we can also lose every game. And we have to come out with that mindset every week and play at that level. Like, you know, you says that the season gets easier after this week, but it really doesn't for us. In our minds, we're good enough to win all those, and we're also not good enough to win any of those. So we try to take every game. And I've learned this from my dad a long time ago. You play that Friday night, and then you worry about your next opponent on Saturday morning, and you got to take it like that every game. You know, every game is important. Every game is a challenge, and you got to play every week, because I'll throw this out there. I know my dad's listening, he's not going to like it, but in 1997, we beat a North Harrison team 97-0. The next year, in 1998, at North Harrison, Clarksville lost.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Every week is important. Every week in high school football, in my senior year, we were ranked in the state. We were 3-0. We got beat by Corden. They were 0-3. any Friday night, 17-year-old kid, you're putting your life in jeopardy. Coaching a 17-year-old kid, you never know what you're going to get. And all, all parents understand that.
I understand. Well, that the whole conference is flip-flop. Clarksville was at the top for years and years. They were the premier program in that conference. Silver Creek didn't have football. Scottsburg, depending on what year you're talking about, may have had a team or not had a team. So things have really kind of switched around through the years, and I'm not sure anybody expected that, really, when you look back on it.
Well, you got really good. The thing is, you got some good coaches. You got Reed May's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Darren Ward was at Corbin for years and then also at Charlestown for a year. He's on the path to have a really great career. Mark Williamson at North Harrison's a really good football coach. So, you know, you got guys that coaches that are every week is, you know, they're coaching their team, and it's not a walkover any week.
Jason Hawkins, Charlestown, our first guest. It's Thursday night, Touchdown Showdown here at Zaxby's on Highway 62. In addition to our radio show from 7 to 8, it's also a fundraiser. The school here tonight with the most sales gets a 10% donation of all the sales tonight here at this Highway 62 store. Coach, before we go to break, come back and hear from some of your players. Let's talk about Providence. They had a very tough start to the season. New Albany and Floyd Central, their first two opponents of the year. They've looked really good since then. I think you know you're in for a challenge this Friday night.
We really are. Providence is a good football team. Their defense is very fast, and they get to the ball, and when they get to the ball, they're going to hit you. And, you know, we know that they're going to try to set on and stop Marion, and we're going to have to probably do some other things well. We know how fast their defense is, and we've tried to prepare that, but you really can't prepare for the speed that they bring in a practice setting. So we're going to have to wait till 7 o'clock tomorrow night and find out if, you know, we can handle their speed on defense. Offensively, they got some great players, Kevin Smith and the other kid that's real fast, Caden Williams. You know, they got kids that can take it to the house at any time. And, you know, they got a quarterback that can throw the ball a little bit. You know, they got a good football team. And, you know, last year they beat us, I think, by three last year. It was a really good football game. But after that, they started winning games, and I think they won sectional. So I think that the same thing's going to happen for them. They're well coached. Larry does a great job. Mullis does a good job calling the defense, and Parika does a good job calling the offense. They got a really good staff. You know, they work hard with their kids, and you can see every year their kids getting better. And, you know, it is going to be a big challenge tomorrow night for us, and I just hope our kids come ready to play.
Jason Hawkins, head coach of Charlestown. After the commercial break, we'll hear from four Pirates, Marion Lukes, Deke Brown, Bo Broniker, and Sean Baker will all join us when we come back from this break. We're at Zaxby's on Highway 62, a special program tonight previewing Providence and Charlestown, a big high school football matchup tomorrow night for Week 5. Stop by Zaxby's and try our Wings and Things meal, complete with all your Zaxby's favorites, wings and chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, celery ranch, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, a proud supporter of high school football in Southern Indiana on the Big X Sports Radio. Lee Kelly and I will go to a break. We'll come back with four Pirate football players. Providence and Larry Dennison will be on in the second half of the program. Stay with us for more on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back here at Zaxby's, a preview show of Charlestown and Providence football, one of the big games scheduled for Week 5 on Friday night. At Zaxby's, we are known for our delicious chicken fingers, wings, salads, and sandwiches. Visit Zaxby's.com for a full menu and come taste the difference for yourself. We're at the Highway 62 location of Zaxby's. It's their newest of their three here on the Southern Indiana side of the river. And in this segment, we get the opportunity to talk with four of the Pirates on the Charlestown football team that have been big parts of a great start for this team so far this season. Speaking of great starts, our first guest is junior Marion Lukes. Marion has had an outstanding season with some unbelievable statistics turned in as far as yards that he has been able to rush and total in his game so far this season. Marion, I know you're focused on the success of Charlestown, but I want to start tonight with the talk about your performances and the success that you had. I asked Coach Hawkins coming in tonight before we went on the air, I said, you know, Marion Lukes, that's a player we talked about on our preview show back before the season began. You knew he would be special. Did you know he'd be able to put up these kind of yards? What about you? Did you know you'd be able to do this heading into the season?
Well, heading into the season, I knew that we were going to have a great offensive line, as most of them last year were juniors, and now they're seniors. And they did, like Hawkins said, they did an outstanding job in training during the offseason. And I knew coming in this year that we have a special team, which we have.
You have played through the hot part of the season. Any problems with leg cramps when you're running that kind of yardage game after game? How do you stay hydrated enough?
Well, I just try to stay out there because I do go through those pains, but my team's more important than myself, so I try to put my team first, and I know they do the same thing for me. They play through the pain, and so I do the same for them.
Marion Lukes, our guest, just a junior for Charlestown, but having a spectacular season. You guys have had some big wins. The North Harrison victory was huge. You not only won the game, but won by 12 points. I sense some frustration from your coach and teammates when we had our preview show about how things went a year ago. What's the locker room like now? Sitting at 3-1, some big performances behind you guys, obviously some tough challenges still ahead, the postseason still ahead. What's the mood?
In the locker room, we have a very hype, but the seniors do a good job of keeping us down to ground, and so we're not soaring in the heavens thinking that we're too good for everybody. So yeah, they do a really good job at keeping us back to earth.
We're talking with Marion Lukes. What about you? With these big numbers that you've put up, with the attention that you and your team have had the first 4 weeks of the season, I know you're just a junior. I know you're pretty young still, but are you getting any hearing from any coaches? You think that's still something that will happen down the road as far as college coaches go?
Yeah, I've heard from a few colleges, a few coaches, but nothing big, nothing to boast about.
Absolutely. Marion, congratulations on a terrific start to the season. Big one Friday. We will look forward not only to seeing the score, but how many yardage you're able to rush when the game's concluded, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Next up, we'll talk with a sophomore here tonight, Deke Brown. And Deke, I was talking with Coach Hawkins before we came on the air tonight, and he said he really named you out as someone that had really been a big part of this team, even though you're just a sophomore. As a youngster, I mean, you know, Marion's a junior, that's still pretty young, but as a real youngster, as a sophomore, did you expect to contribute for this team in the way you have with the success that they've had?
Not as much as I thought I would. I mean, well, I thought I'd do okay, but I've done a lot better than I thought I would. I'm really just doing my job, making tackles. The lines are taking bodies. I'm just doing what I should be doing.
Did you play JV last year?
Yeah, I played JV.
What was the big difference stepping up to the varsity against some of these top teams?
Everybody hits a lot harder, I know that.
I understand.
Deke Brown, a sophomore for Charlestown, our guest. Big win against North Harrison last week, last Friday night. Mid-Southern Conference game. Not quite the middle of the season, but pretty close. I ask Marion what the mood was like in the locker room with the success you guys have had so far. What was the celebration like after that game?
It was fun. We had a lot of fun after the game. We were hyped. It was cool.
Thoughts on Providence, obviously a tough opponent on Friday night. What are your thoughts as you guys in the final hours of preparation for the Pioneers?
I think it's going to be a good game. It's going to be close. I definitely think we can win. And that's pretty much it.
All right, Deke, congratulations to you as well. Just a sophomore. We'll hear his name for the next number of seasons here in Southern Indiana football. Bo Broniker will be our next Pirate to join us on the program to talk about this big game on Friday night, week five. Bo, and you are a junior as well for Charlestown. What's the feeling like heading into this big regular season game with Providence? You guys know it was a nail biter a year ago, a close finish. And what do you expect this Friday night?
I expect it to be a good game. You know, we're well prepared. We worked hard in practice, and I think we're just going to go out and just try to show out.
As you look at your schedule, which team jumps out as the biggest rival in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's always Brownstown because they're always really good. And if we beat them, we know we're probably going to have a good season.
Talking with Bo Broniker here on our special program. previewing Charlestown and Providence, one of the big games this Friday night. Bo, talk about your role on the team.
My role, mainly, I play outside linebacker on defense, so I just try to keep contained and push everything in so Deke and all the other people can just fly to the ball and tackle the person.
I know Coach Hawkins probably doesn't like it when I mention this, but obviously the rest of the way there are could be some challenges, but you guys on paper will say are the better team once you get through this Friday night. I think this Friday really a toss-up. How big of a game can this Friday be as far as a push, not only through the rest of the regular season, but even into the postseason when you could have the opportunity to play a Brownstown again, play a North Harrison again?
Really, I think this game really sets the edge for our season. I mean, if we win it, we're going to have our confidence boosted a lot more than it is right now, and we should just be able to fly through the rest of the season and then hopefully get to Brownstown and all them again.
I want to ask you this. I haven't been up to the Boneyard this season for a game, but when things are rolling, when football's going well, it's a great place to play at. The fans, the students, the community of Charlestown loves its football. What's it been like with a 3-1 record? The support, the at school, in the community. I know a lot of people excited to see some success with football again this season in Charlestown.
The atmosphere is crazy. Like last year, it was pretty good, but this year it's just beyond good.
All right, Bo Broniker, one of our four guests tonight. Bo, congratulations on a great season so far, and best of luck Friday and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Sean Baker, he's our next guest. He's the senior with us at the table, and Sean, you've had some good younger counterparts talk. We're expecting big things out of you, man. How's it feel to be a senior on this 3-1 football team?
It feels pretty good. To me, it helps give a purpose to all the hard work and preparation that me and my other seniors have put in the past 4 years in high school. And it just feels great to reap the benefits.
We talked earlier about the season being almost halfway over, and as a senior, that hits people a little harder normally than underclassmen. Has it flown by for you as a player?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, once you get that first game in, it just starts rolling and rolling. And you look back and it's just like, wow, all this time's passed and I won't be able to do it again. So I'm just enjoying every moment.
Senior Sean Baker, our guest, talking Charlestown football. What's practice been like this week? I think the feeling, I mean, we've got a good crowd here tonight. Talk to some fans, talk to both the coaches. It's going to be a good one Friday. What's practice been like for the Pirates this week?
It's been pretty good. As a team, we remain focused, making sure we look crisp, and working on just key fundamental things, make sure we come out fresh on Friday.
All right, Sean Brown, a senior for Charlestown. Great guys, well-spoken. Best of luck to you guys the rest of the way, and good luck Friday, okay?
Thank you so
much.
All
right, that's the Charlestown side of things. Here at our preview show, getting ready for Charlestown and Providence, Larry Dennison, his Pioneers are up next. We'll hear from some of his Pioneer players later in the hour as well. Stay with us. Our special here at Highway 62 Zaxby's continues on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Thursday night touchdown showdown here at Zaxby's on Highway 62. We'll do this again later in the month when New Albany and Jeffersonville hook up here in a couple Thursday nights to get you set for that game. We heard from Jason Hawkins and some of his Pirates in segment number one. This segment, this half of the program, the Providence side of things as these two teams gear up for a big one on week five. Feed your team with Zaxby's party platters. Party-sized portions of your favorite Zaxby's favorites, perfect for any tailgate party. Visit Zaxby's.com for a full menu. Zaxby's, a proud supporter of high school football on the Big X. Larry Dennison joins Lee Kelly and I here at Zaxby's on Highway 62. A lot of excitement in the air about this game, Coach Dennison, for week five.
It is. Are excited to play it. Our fans are really pumped up for this game. I think they all know that it's going to be an outstanding game. You're going to have two teams that really match up pretty well against each other, I think. And we're looking forward to having a big game.
Coach, I feel like every time we talk, whether it's before the season or before a big game on a Friday, that a lot of the same things come up. But with the way your schedule is structured, a lot like what Coach Hawkins just spoke about, you take on 5A New Albany and 5A Floyd Central in weeks 1 and 2. Then you come back and take on 4A Silver Creek in week 3. You guys open up with a very tough schedule. Sometimes you open up with some losses. That's happened the last handful of years, although the last number of years have been very successful when you look at things from a season perspective. Talk about now that we've been through those big games early on, how those experiences help set you up for a game like this on Friday night.
Yeah, we talk about murderer's row for our guys to come out and play big schools like that, to play a 5A New Albany and a 5A Floyd Central and a Silver Creek and in Charlestown. Four of our first five games are all against schools bigger than us. But, you know, it does a great job for us, getting us ready for the postseason. Really at the beginning, when you play a team like a New Albany and a Floyd Central, they're going to show you what your weaknesses are and what you've got to work on and get it better at. And that's one of the things that we as coaches enjoy, having that opportunity to just really see where we are and what we've got to do to get better. And definitely, you know, yeah, you'd love to play better. You know, obviously, you want to win a big game like those with rivalry games versus the New Albany and Floyd Central. But the big thing is, you know, getting yourself ready for the postseason and getting yourself ready later on down the road. And playing those two schools definitely do that for us.
Coach, you're averaging 27 points a game, Charlestown 30 points a game, and both of you rely very heavily on the running game. Fans are going to have that opportunity to watch great running backs, great blocking in the game on Friday night. So apparently both of you love that running game.
We do. You know, as a fan, you better get there quick, because I think that clock's going to keep running, and maybe a shortened game that way with both teams, way we run the ball. I don't think Charlestown threw a pass last week against North Harrison. And we've had some games, too, where we've done that, too, where we've just going to keep running the ball. We're having success doing it. We're going to keep doing it. And they do a good job of that, too. They, you know, obviously, if I had a kid that as good as their running back, I would give him the ball as many times as I can and try to keep running the ball, too. But they're a good team. I know they can throw the ball when they have to. But yeah, both of us do. We rely on our running backs, too. We've got a couple of really good ones, too, that we feel like are two of the best backs in the area, with Caden Williams and Kevin Smith. Both of them having outstanding years for us. And yeah, we're kind of cut from the same cloth as Charlestown. Both of us are going to try to run the ball as much as possible with those guys.
Talking with Larry Dennison, head coach at Providence. His team will host Charlestown Friday night, a 7 o'clock kickoff. It'll be one of our feature games on the Big X Sports Radio. You guys cruised last week against Clarksville. Also had a good win the week before against Silver Creek to even the record out at 2-2. After the tough way to open the season with New Albany and Floyd Central, even though they were losses, I know your team gained some positives from those, but especially after the last two wins, what are some things that have stood out to you that this team has maybe turned the corner on as you head to week 5?
Well, I definitely think that with the Silver Creek game, you saw, especially defensively, we really played very well, I think. Our team speed defensively really showed against them. Our kids were flying to the football really well, and we had, you know, plays where we had 7, 8, 9 guys at the play point of attack and flying there. Played very well. And, you know, obviously Clarksville does, you know, having a team that, you know, they're struggling, and they're getting better. I was talking to their coach after the game that I did see a lot of improvement in their team compared to where they were last year. But, you know, when you play a game like that, big thing you want to do is, you know, continue to play well. Don't make mistakes. Just get yourself better and come out of those games injury-free. And hopefully we can you can move on and get ready for Charlestown. We did that to a certain extent. We still got a few kids banged up, and we're trying to get everybody healthy. And hopefully that, you know, we get all those guys back and make a good run towards the end of the year.
Larry, we talked with Coach Hawkins about the big game for his team on Friday, because after Friday, they'll have some tough matchups at times, but they would be the predominant favorite the rest of the way. once they get through Friday's contest against your team. For you guys, you look at the schedule, and I know you hate to look ahead, but you go to Holy Cross in Louisville the next week. You play at Mitchell, and then you close the season. This is a change that you made a few years ago with Milan and Linton Stockton. Both of those teams have been tremendous in small school football the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. You start with the big schools. You close with schools that are like size but very good with a lot of postseason success between those two. And then you put a team like Charlestown smack dab in the middle of the schedule. You guys take on all comers.
Yeah, you know, everybody focuses on that beginning of our schedule with, you know, playing the bigger schools. And the way it is, we've got all of our local rivalry schools the first five games as well. But, you know, the end of our schedule, like you said, is very tough as well. It's not schools that are bigger than us. They're all practically our size or so. You know, Holy Cross is very similar to us. And then we got Mitchell that's in our sectional, and they're very much improved as well. Coach Pritchard up there has done a great job getting that program going. You know, we've had a couple of really close games with them. Our games with Holy Cross have always been very close and right down to the wire. Last year, I think we kicked a field goal to towards the end of the game to win. But yeah, then you throw in a Milan that's always been very tough. Just won their sectional year before last. They're always a good team. Come from a lot of good football in that part of the state over there. But then, yeah, you throw in a Linton Stockton that we added a couple years ago, the 1A powerhouse that's moved up because of some, you know, success factor, winning state championships. And they always have a really good football program there. I think they just – that's all they do up there is they live football up in the Linton Stockton area. So, you know, year in, year out, they're going to be a good, very, very good team. And for us, that's going to be good because we're going to need to see some of those types of teams to get ready for competition in the sectional.
And talking about the sectional, you're the only school that's played any 5A competition, and you played two teams in 5A. So you discussed earlier how you think it gets you ready and prepared, shows you shortcomings. So I think Crawford County did play Evansville Harrison, a 4A school, and a couple of others played some 3As, maybe a 4A here and there, but you're the only one that stepped up and took on the big boys.
Yeah, and I think maybe other than maybe modern day, I think we might be one of the only 2A schools in the state that really play some of the bigger schools like that. Like you said, I know modern day has a tough schedule too down there out of Evansville, playing all the Evansville schools. But, yeah, that's one of the things we always like to look at and take pride in playing those tough schedules, even though you know, sometimes we may not win some of those games against the bigger schools. It teaches you about your football team and gets you better.
Yeah, you're one of the situations where opposing coaches at sectional have to be very careful with their kids, because if they look at your record sometimes, they go, well, you know, we should have a pretty easy time, not realizing you guys have been playing powerhouses a good portion of the season. So that's something that I'm sure they have to guard against.
Yeah, last year, you know, we had lost, we were 4-5, I think, going into the playoffs. And so I don't know if any team took us for granted or looked down upon us because of a 4-5 record. But, you do. When you play 2A schools and when you're a 2A school and you got to play the teams that we have to play, it's kind of natural. Some people may look at that record and think that's, you know, indicative of how your team is. But we know coming in that we may not have a good record. We may be 5-4. We may be 4-5. But we know that we're a good team. And this year, hopefully, we're going to keep striving, and hopefully, we're going to, you know, not be that 4-5. But we want to be playing our best football towards the end of the year, and hopefully, we're in that position.
Larry Dennison, head coach at Providence, our guest here at Zaxby's as we preview the Charlestown-Providence game. We will head to a commercial break. Final segment of the show will be spent with some of the key Providence players that are gearing up for the big game Friday night against Charlestown. That and more coming your way as we wrap things up here on this Thursday night show at Zaxby's on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, Matt Dennis and Lee Kelly back with you here at Zaxby's on Highway 62. One final segment tonight as we wrap up our hour-long preview of a big game tomorrow night. Charlestown and Providence, week 5 of high school football. Don't forget, you can tackle your hunger with Zaxby's. Try one of our sandwich meals, like the grilled chicken sandwich meal. All sandwich meals include crinkle fries and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, a proud supporter of high school football in Southern Indiana, on the Big X Sports Radio. Earlier, we heard from Coach Dennison of Providence. Now we'll hear from some of his players, three in fact. First up will be James Oak, one of the team's captains, or I think the captain of the team, also plays a couple different positions for this Providence team. James, big week, big season. How do you guys feel headed into Friday night against Charlestown?
We feel pretty good. We had a good week of practice, and we're looking forward to the outcome on Friday night.
Yeah, I always hear players or coaches say we had a good week of practice. What exactly does that mean?
Well, this week I would just say we were really focused and we were executing really well and just our fundamentals and we were running our plays right and everything was flowing really well. So,
does it help when you're playing a big rival like Charlestown, getting ready for them, to focus on the week of practice and the game?
There's a little bit of a rivalry there. We're looking forward to it.
What's the support been like? You guys obviously started off with two losses, but the teams where you learned something from it. You took something from those two games. Since then, it's been Providence football, I think, as you guys expected. Have you noticed a little increase in support and excitement as we head into this Week 5 game?
Yeah, I would say we start off – we have a really tough schedule like you all talked about. We start off with our two 5A teams, and I felt like we improved pretty well from last year, especially with FC and then Silver Creek. We were able to get a win there. But we have a really good chance this year of running the table for the rest of the season. So, I mean – we got a lot of guys that came back from last year, and we're looking to have a good season.
You know, when Coach Dennison sent me the list of players, positions, grades, things like that for tonight, your name had the captain in parentheses. That's obviously something big on any high school football program to carry that title. What qualities, what things do you bring in that position, not on the field but off the field as the team's captain?
I would just say a captain is more of a leader and somebody that'll keep the team positive and motivated throughout. Maybe you're not having a bad week of practice, and just keeping the team's head up, and maybe something's not going right that week. Just staying positive and working to the next week and keep moving forward to the playoffs.
James Hoke, our first of three guests of Providence players tonight here on this special show at Zaxby's on Highway 62. Nolan McCain is next. Nolan, a lot of excitement about this game this week, and a lot of good things have happened the last 2 weeks for the Pioneers. You look back at last season, it started about the same way, and then you guys went on a tear, and that tear ended with a sectional championship. How does that title, that championship a year ago, and some of the memories that you guys will keep with you always from that motivate you again this season to want to get back there and win another one and perhaps move on forward?
Yeah, well, like you said, we won the sectionals last year, and from last year to this year, we kept most of the same players. I mean, we lost a couple of offense and defense, but mostly kept the same players, and now we're just aiming higher and hopefully kind of try and move past sectionals to regionals and hopefully semi-state and then the state.
I guess it's good motivation, right? I mean, it's those memories of the trophy and the celebrations and the support from students and your teammates together. It's got to be as you go through the grueling heat and all the tough practices and a couple losses here and then some wins. It's got to be good motivation.
Yes, sir. It's just something we just really look forward to, putting all the work in during the summer, during the winter lifting, regular season trying to get better and better, and then during the playoffs hopefully trying to produce something.
Is there one game on the schedule that stands out more for you than maybe any of the other games or a number of games maybe?
Personally, just the playoffs really stand out to me because that's where what we've really worked on the entire season really comes out to play.
Talking with Nolan McCain for Providence, talk about your role on the team. What does Coach Dennison ask of you? What positions do you play each and every Friday night when you suit up? What do you try to help this team with?
Well, on offense, I just try to help do my job, get in the hole, pull around, hopefully get some room cleared out for Caden or Kevin to get the ball in the end zone. And then on defense, try and help the backers keep linemen off of them and then hopefully get back there, maybe get a couple sacks.
Caden and Kevin aren't with us tonight. Coach Dennison brought them to the kickoff show at the start of the season. What's it like to work with some guys that talented?
It's really just a blessing, to be honest, because Caden's just one of the fastest people that I've ever played with, and then Kevin's just one of the biggest fullbacks I've ever went against in practice. He's just hard to take down, and then just knowing I have him behind me running the ball is just really something that keeps me going and motivated.
All right, Nolan, thanks for being with us tonight. Congrats on a solid season so far, and best of luck the rest of the way, okay?
Thank you.
All right, next up, our final pioneer, Joe Dennis. Joe is the quarterback. A lot of responsibility comes with that position. Joe, Thursday night, you'll be playing football tomorrow night at this time. How excited do you get? Do you get nervous, butterflies at all before a big game?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, just like everybody else, you get a little nervous, but you just try to keep your head up, you know, try to keep forward, you know, just tell yourself you're going to do good and you'll do fine.
This season has been a little unusual weather-wise. A couple of weeks ago, you guys played in a monsoon, had right. to stop a couple of times and wait 30 minutes to come back. How did that affect you as a player?
Right, so we started, I think, at 8:30 and then got canceled to like 9. But, you know, we just kept our heads up, you know, kept focused on the game itself. You know, it can delay other people and get your mindset out of it, but we just kept focused the whole time.
Quarterback Joe Dennis of Providence, our guest. That quarterback position, I said, comes with a lot of responsibility. How do you handle that? How do you hold on to all the responsibility that comes with that as you prepare throughout the week and as the season ticks along, your senior campaign unwinding? There has to be some added pressure, but also added fun, I would guess, with that position.
Right. You know, I just try to be a leader, and also it helps out when, you know, you got 10 other guys on the field that are just amazing, you know, keeping everything together just like me. You know, so everybody's a leader on that offense and defense. Everybody's leading the team.
Obviously, I don't think that Providence or any team ever expects to lose a game, but when you start with bigger schools in the area, you start 0-2, what, as the quarterback, as a leader on this team, and all three of you really, what are you telling your teammates at that point when you're 0-2? Knowing a year ago it started very similarly, but how it ended last year was really good. What are you telling your teammates this year before you picked up your first victory?
Right, you just got to keep your head up. Also, you got to think ahead. You know, we're in it for the playoffs. You know, every other game's just, we're trying to win every game. You know, we're focused on the week ahead, but also, you know, the long-term investment of winning the playoffs. You know, we won sectionals last year, and we're hungry for more this year.
Quarterback position, what's the toughest thing for you?
You know, I've just
– or maybe it's all easy.
No, that's not all easy.
No, that's not the case.
No,
okay.
You know, everything has challenges too. I don't think there's one specific thing that is super hard. It's just everything together as an ultimatum.
Would you like to throw the ball more? I'll put a word in with the coach here.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Every quarterback I've ever known wants to throw the football.
Right, so. Now I'm fine with whatever. I just do what the coaches say. You know, if we run, we run. If we throw, we throw.
Politically correct, coach. Does a nice job. Absolutely.
Charlestown, a good football team. We heard from their coach and some of their key players as well earlier tonight. What about them stands out to you guys as your coaches have tried to get you prepared this week?
Right. You know, obviously they have Marion, who's a good running back, but we've been working super hard this week, and all the coaches are doing a fantastic job implementing new strategies and plays, and we're just listening to them. We'll execute how they want us to, and hopefully it'll turn out on our way.
All right, Joe Dennis, quarterback for the Pioneers. Guys, thanks for being with us tonight. Best of luck tomorrow and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate everybody being with us. A great crowd throughout the evening here at Zaxby's on Highway 62. Lee Kelly, another exciting Friday night is just hours away, and we'll have complete coverage on the Big X. Don't forget, it starts at 6 o'clock with our kickoff show. We'll preview the big games on both sides of the river. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll have rotating coverage, almost NFL red zone-like coverage of some of the big high school football games in the area. We'll focus on Charlestown Providence tomorrow night, New Albany Columbus East, also Jeffersonville at Floyd Central. But we'll have call-in reports and constant scores and updates from all the games across the area. Then when all the scores go final, scores, highlights, results, results. We'll have coaches, media calling in to our scoreboard show. So if you're at a game on the way home, it's the perfect way to catch up with everything that happened in Week 5 football on both sides of the river. Lee, fun to be here with you again. We'll do this in a few weeks for New Albany Jeff. And before you know it, we'll be getting ready for the high school basketball season here at Zaxby's with our kickoff, tip-off shows, I should say, coming up in November. It's amazing how quick things just roll along.
Absolutely. And I certainly encourage everybody to tune in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the pregame and then the coverage of the actual game action. And certainly afterwards, fun time afterwards when you get a chance to talk to the coaches, get some input on the game itself, and just a fun night. Starts at 6 o'clock on WXBW.
One of these coaches, Larry Dennison or Jason Hawkins, will be with us on the scoreboard show as a winner in this big Week 5 game. That'll wrap it up. My thanks to Douglas Scott Wolverton back at our studios in Jeffersonville. For Lee Kelly, Matt Dennison saying good night, everybody.